anybody that still needs to sign the petition.
Spooner High School freshman Christopher Dobie is one of more than 100 people that gathered recently to call for Superintendent Michelle Schwab to step down. Dobie feels she and the board are the reason his favorite teacher has decided to leave the district.
I try my hardest for him. I feel I have to accomplish more just to show him what I can do. And now he's not going to be there. I don't know what to think about that.
In the last year, a quarter of the staff has retired, resigned, or their contracts have not been renewed. Mom Danielle Van Buskirk says she's concerned about who will teach her son next year.
And what kind of teachers are we going to get applying here with this dysfunction that's going on in our district?
Van Buskirk accuses the superintendent of intimidation. School board president John Hedlund says board members knew they weren't going to win many friends when they asked their top administrator to deal with the district's $900,000 deficit.
Clearly, we have some needs to address with our budget, but intimidation is not one of those strategies that we want to be a part of it.
Hedlund says the district wanted to renew a referendum several years ago to help with operating costs, but that wasn't supported by voters. Superintendent Michelle Schwab says they're now changing teacher positions, increasing employee health insurance contributions, and considering changes to post-employment benefits.
When you look at the current laws related to the Affordable Care Act, the increase in health insurance premiums, ongoing operating costs of our buildings, and then where our community is located, all of those play into types of revenue that we can get in.
But former teacher Andrew Melton says he and other staff felt bullied by the administration. Melton says he was reprimanded twice for publicly criticizing the district and placed on administrative leave.
I tried to speak to the school board and complain to them, and they just said that there was no grounds for my complaints.
The board president says they couldn't verify Melton's claims without more evidence or witnesses. The administration declined to comment on personnel matters. Hedlund says the board will consider having the Wisconsin Association of School Boards or another group review what's going on in the district.
Because we really are interested in the truth. We're concerned about our teachers and our staff.
State Superintendent Tony Evers says he's not surprised smaller districts would see more tensions as they balance their budgets.
It's a difficult situation when you're dealing with a lack of resources and people have high expectations for what's going to happen in their schools, and it leads to conflict.
Since Act 10, Wisconsin Education Association Council spokeswoman Christina Bry says they've seen more turnover in districts where teachers feel they have less say on the job.
It's really hard to work in an environment where you're told what to do and not asked how that impacts the children you're face-to-face with.
But Nick Novak, who's with the conservative think tank, the McIver Institute, says Act 10 has helped districts like Spooner deal with financial challenges.
That has been able to help balance the budgets of local school districts. It's helped put money back into the classroom. In many districts, it's allowed them to increase teacher-based pay, allowed them to increase programming.
But retired Spooner teacher Carlo Kumpula says it's not always about money.
It's about respect.
Several current and recently retired teachers declined to comment. Some cited concerns over retaining benefits, and others referred comments to administration. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.